Hello, Namaskara, everybody. Welcome to another episode, finally, of the Kannada Kottila podcast. Like always, I'm joined by the same old Arvind. Arvind, tumba dina agate konaya episode ge alva?
Well, what do you mean to say, Akash? Because I'm not able to assess it from the Kannada sentence that you used.
Maybe I should go to a website called kannadagottilla.com and learn through the transcripts.
Ooh.
That's another name drop. During this break, we have launched our website, kannadagottilla.com. So you can go there and check out the team, the episode transcripts, which we have both in Kannada as well as in English. And also you can listen to the podcast there. But this sentence was meant to be, at least in English, it was meant to be, it's been a lot of days since the last episode, right? How do I say that?
So that is hindina episode record maadi tumba dinagalaitalla.
So hindina would be the previous episode, right?
Yeah.
And I tried to say konaya episode, which means, does that mean the last episode or is that incorrect?
Konaya means the end one. Kone means end.
All right, got it. So it's Hindana episode, not Konea episode. But this episode is very special because today is Children's Day. It's the 14th of November, which is Children's Day in India. And like always, we have a very special episode. But you can't really celebrate Children's Day because they might not know the significance of it, or they might not be interested in the significance of it. Let's be honest. I, as a kid, just wanted chocolate on Children's Day or a holiday, right? So what we are going to do in this episode is help you teach children what the three golden words are in Kannada, in English as well as in Kannada. Now, we have done this before at an NGO a couple of years back. So we have those words in set. We might not use them, but we know what they are. So this is a very simple episode of teaching three golden words to a group of children on the occasion of Children's Day or any other occasion. So you start by, of course, wishing the children Happy Children's Day. How would I say that?
So that is Makkala Dinacharaneya Shubhashayagalu. Makkalu is children. Dinacharane is sort of celebration. Shubhashayagalu is congratulate, like happy Children's Day. So Makkala Dinacharaneya Shubhashayagalu.
Shubhashayagalu you can use in any occasion, like an episode on Happy Birthday, we used Hutta Habbada Shubhashayagalu, right? So you can use that,
yeah.
Anywhere.
Hutta Habbada
Shubhashayagalu, in this case Happy Children's Day. And now you want to sort of tell the children that we are going to teach you three golden words. How would I say that?
Naavu nimage mooru chinnada shabdagalannu kalisuttevi. Naavu is we, nimage is for you, mooru is three, chinnada is gold, chinnada is golden, shabda is word, shabdagalu is words. Naavu nimage mooru chinnada shabdagalannu kalisuttevi. Kalisuttevi is kalisu is teach, kalisuttevi is like we'll teach.
If you need more help with kalisu or other verbs, you can always check out our previous episode on verbs, and also check out our Instagram where we put out a post a week on verbs and how you can use them. But in this case, the first one, or the first golden word, is please. So how would I say that?
Please is dayavittu. Dayavittu.
And in the sentence, the first one is please.
Modalaneya shabda dayavittu. Modalane is first. Shabda is word. Dayavittu is please. Modalaneya shabda dayavittu.
You can use this when you ask for something.
Idannu neevu yenadarannu kelabekadare upayogisabahudu. Idannu is this one. Neevu, you, yenadaru, yenadaru is anything. Kelabekadare, kelu is ask. Kelabekadare is while asking. Inadaru kelabekadare, upayogisabahudu. Upayogisu is use. Upayogisabahudu is can use. Idannu neevu yenadaru kelabekadare, upayogisabahudu.
The second golden word is sorry.
Yaradaneya chinnada shabda kshamisi. Yaradane is second. Chinnada is golden. Shabda is word. Kshamisi. Kshamisi is sorry. So one thing is, you know, I'm doing a literal translation here because saying chinnada shabda, it's a bit cringy, at least in Kannada. It might not be as cringy while saying golden word in English, but it certainly is in Kannada. But I'm doing the literal translation.
Don't worry, we're all about the cringe here on the Kannada Gotilla podcast. But anyway, you can use, so this is when you explain the usage of the word. You can use this when you make a mistake.
ಇದನ್ನು ನೀವು ಏನಾದರೂ ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು. ಇದನ್ನು ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್, ನೀವು ಇಸ್ ಯು, ಏನಾದರೂ ಇಸ್ ಎನಿ, ತಪ್ಪು, ತಪ್ಪು ಇಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್, ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ, ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಇಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್, ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು. ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸು ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್, ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೂಸ್. ಇದನ್ನು ನೀವು ಏನಾದರೂ ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು.
The third golden word is thank you.
ಮೂರನೆಯ ಚಿನ್ನದ ಶಬ್ದ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು. ಸೊ ಮೂರನೆಯ ಇಸ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್. ಚಿನ್ನದ ಶಬ್ದ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು. ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು ಇಸ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.
ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೂಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಡಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು.
ಇದನ್ನು ನಿಮಗೆ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು. ಇದನ್ನು ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್, ನಿಮಗೆ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು, ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಇಸ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್, ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಕೆಲಸ. ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಕೆಲಸ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಇಸ್ ಗುಡ್, ಕೆಲಸ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಕ್. But in this context, it means like good thing. ಇದನ್ನು ನಿಮಗೆ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು. ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸಬಹುದು is can use.
Let's just go through the three golden words, which are please, sorry, and thank you. Please.
ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು.
Can you please give me some water?
ನನಗೆ ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ನೀರು ಕೊಡ್ತೀರಾ? ನನಗೆ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ, ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಟಲ್, ನೀರು ಕೊಡ್ತೀರಾ, ನೀರು ಇಸ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಕೊಡ್ತೀರಾ ಇಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್. ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ನನಗೆ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ನೀರು ಕೊಡ್ತೀರಾ?
ಸಾರಿ,
ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ.
ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಾರಿ ಫಾರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಲೇಟ್.
ತಡವಾಗಿ ಬಂದಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ. ಅವ್ರು ತಡವಾಗಿ ಬಂದಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ. ಸೊ ತಡವಾಗಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೇಟ್, ಬಂದಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಇಸ್ ಮೀ, ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ. ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಸಾರಿ. ತಡವಾಗಿ ಬಂದಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಕ್ಷಮಿಸಿ.
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.
Thank you is ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು.
Thank you for sending the food.
ಊಟ ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು. ಊಟ is food. ಊಟವನ್ನು ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ, ಕಳಿಸು is send, ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ is for sending. ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು. ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು is thank you. ಊಟವನ್ನು ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು.
We hope you learned a few important and golden words. I certainly did. And more importantly, we hope you learned a bit of the language to help teach these golden words to children as well. We wish you from the Kannada Gotala team a very happy Children's Day. That's it from this episode. Please follow us on our social media, especially on Instagram, where we put out educational content at the Kannada, at Kannada.Gotala.
Yeah, and we've also been increasing the reels that we put out. I hope all of you like it, because our social media wizard has been doing quite a few reels. So please do give us feedback.
To find out who the social media wizard is, you can check out our website, kannadagotala.com. But that's it from this episode. I hope you'll join us next time. Matte Siguna.